everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Leadership Call number 71 on the 9th of December 2019 at 1730 UTC. The members attending the call today include Russ, Denise, and Lauren. Attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Nagar, and Brenda. We do have apologies from Heather and Eric. Today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. And Russ, I will turn the call over to you. Thanks.
Okay, so the first thing on the agenda is the policy researcher update.
Thanks, it's Jennifer. I can provide a quick update. So we've just been following up with the candidates that we reached out to since we haven't heard back from them. And I believe that we did some follow-up at the end of last week, and we'll be continuing to do that to get some feedback. But as of this time, I don't have any other update other than that. Thank you.
Do you have any projection for when you might be able to give us a couple of resumes?
I think Nagar may have something to add, but at this point, it's just dependent on getting responses from the people that we've been in touch with, which I believe we're still waiting on those responses.
Okay, well, I'll just repeat the comment I made last week, which is if we don't have the soon, it won't help.
Understood. Thank you.
Okay, so next I would like to talk about the schedule. Our Wednesday calls fall on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. So my view is we should just cancel them, because even if we held them, no one would show up. And therefore, there's also no point to have the leadership calls the Mondays before those two. Does anyone see it differently?
Well, so this is Lauren. I mean, realistically speaking, as you said, we will have such low attendance. There's just no point, in my opinion. And I think we should have one leadership call at least before the face-to-face. Yes. So then, yes, it should be fine.
Yes, we'll have one on the 6th, which I think will be important for setting the agenda for the face-to-face.
Hey, this is Denise. I'm on mute. I'm in transit. Sounds good to me.
Okay, the next thing I'd like to cover is the survey tool for the recommendation prioritization. I saw Lauren's note and thought either number 2 or number 3 would work for our needs. I've been away from email all morning. I don't know if anyone else had a thought.
I haven't seen the email either, sorry.
Lauren, do you have a view?
So this is Lauren. I mean, essentially what I posted, right, it is a different type of presentation, but it's also a slightly different type of data that we would be collecting. Just trying to open it up on my screen in a second, because Russ, you've spoken in the numbers and I frankly can't remember.
So I think the number 1 is buckets,
mm-hmm.
right? And I thought ones where you either assigned a number or a slider to each one made more sense, because the granularity will be greater, much greater.
Yes. So I'm also my personal preference is just like the one that has to add up to 100. Where essentially you get 100 points and you can essentially set them up as you wish. And we could obviously kind of, so all of this can be set, right? So we can reduce the granularity slightly to, let's say, 20 or something like that, and give people more than 100 points. All of this can be set up as we wish using this tool, which we're also able to use because this is like something that I have, I use for research anyway. So essentially this gives us a lot of options, and I also feel in terms of the just the interactivity and the use case, it is nicer to answer those than to go through the click list. So I would probably also go with two.
So I'm totally fine with that. Denise, when you get to work, would you look at that and see if that works for you? And if it does, then I think we'll ask Lauren and Heather to get together, because of the last document doesn't have numbers. It has phrases to name the recommendations. So we'll have to use those phrases to build the survey.
And so the, I haven't been on SSR2 email for a while, but I'll take a look at it today. Is the intention that this will be done before or after our January meeting? And is the intention for the output to feed into our discussions, or?
The idea is that we would do it before the January meeting and resolve the issues that it raises at the January meeting.
And I mean, depending on what's happening, I think we can also use it to poll. If, you know, depending on how it works out, we can do that. I could also just add a question that just says, do you think this recommendation needs to be discussed again? If so, why? Something like that. I'm not sure if we want to go for this.
I'm not sure we want to go for that either. just because, you know, as we're approaching landing, giving the passenger the pull-up question does not seem like a good answer.
Yeah, okay.
I would have to agree. I don't think there's any recommendation that hasn't been repeatedly discussed and on our agenda. And, there's been challenges in the past with people, a person popping up after many, many months wanting to rediscuss the whole thing. I am just, I'm frankly concerned about the idea that there would be some rank order recommendation or classification of recommendations when we're in the context of how the board treated the last, review committee report. I think we still don't have clarity on what measures and approaches the board is taking to action on the recommendations. And with the board, not acting on a large majority of the CCT review recommendations, I'm a bit concerned that any indication that something is not a serious, a recommendation that should be done, that it may be used as further reasoned by staff or board not to, implement.
Denise, I totally agree with you, but I also think that the return on the investment to do an implementation is not the same on all of the recommendations, and just being honest about that seems to be worth it.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to get out of this.
Yeah, and I apologize if I am going over things that have been discussed on the email list that I have been absent from for a week or so, but there's the issue of highest priorities, and then there's the issues of timing, like something that needs to be implemented urgently or something that could be done over the long term. There's these different ways of approaching these recommendations. Have you discussed that?
I think what we could do is we can split it. So, I mean, one thing I think, Denise, that I'm taking away from your comment, which is true, we already removed everything that we don't think is important. So we should definitely start our scale add important and just add a very important and extremely important, because we already got rid of everything else.
Exactly.
The second thing, yeah, so this was my mistake. I'm sorry, I just put the standard scale. the second thing is we could just do two questions. One is, how important is it? And how urgent is it?
I think that's a good improvement.
Yeah, that I can easily do. That's not a problem.
Yeah, and I think you just voiced some important context around this that it would be great to provide the team before they took this exercise. And I'd feel more comfortable if the purpose of this exercise was to facilitate a conversation about this and decision making at the face-to-face meeting, rather than, you know, making it. So in my mind, it's a tool to facilitate a discussion and decision making, rather than the results are going to be.
Yes.
Where, yeah. Right. Was that your intention as well?
Yes. Yeah. I always thought this was our intention.
Right. Yeah. That's why I said to be discussed in January.
Okay. Great, thanks. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think we're on the same page.
Okay, good, yeah. Thanks. Sorry to be repetitive. Another concern I have is that we haven't revisited some of these recommendations in a while, and participation has ebbed and waned for some members, so I envision a situation where some members aren't familiar or have, you know, forgotten about the substance or why the team felt a particular recommendation was important. So I think it's really important for people to understand that this is a tool to facilitate our discussion about this, rather than
set ranking. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Thank you. And thanks for indulging my. Yep.
Okay, so I actually think that drives the agenda for Wednesday, which is, I think we need to deal with the gap text. Hopefully we will be able to fill all of that on Wednesday, and then we discuss the poll so that everybody does have that context before they receive it in their email.
Yeah, great idea.
Yes. That sounds good. I mean, I still need some time to make it, so, you know, I couldn't do it by
Wednesday.
That's
okay. But we can talk about it without having to see it.
Yeah. So this wouldn't be a problem. I can create the same thing just with the two, urgency and importance, and not put the recommendations in yet. So that's not a problem.
That works if you could just send that to the team when you have it.
Yeah. And then I realized that I have been given additional text assignments, which I wasn't aware of. That's my confusion last week. I will have that by Wednesday as well.
Yeah, I think Carrie Ann assigned me the chief security officer text. So apparently I need to do that too. I have the other intro text. I just forgot to drop it in. So I'll take care of that today.
Thank you. Okay, is there any other business?
Nothing for me.
I'm good.
All right, then we'll talk on Wednesday.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Speak Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.